Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We got to thank everybody for last night at the Commerce Casino. We had 560 people show up and play cards all night. And it was the best event we've ever had down there. So I'd like to thank everybody
at the
Ziggler's Commerce
Casino. Ziggler's taking off his
clothes. And joining us right now are two guys that used to, I guess, I don't know if you ever competed with me, but I know John did, and John kicked my ass for almost every book that came out.
Andrew
John Ziegler's with us, and also Carell. Nice to see you,
Andrew,
fellas.
And I did go 7 to 10 when we flipped with Phil, so you got Conway and Stone. You guys came on later then at the time, though.
Yes, yeah.
And so we used to listen to you on the way home.
Is that right?
To Conway and Steckler. Because
yes.
We,
yes.
Yeah. We'd get out of KFI right over in Koreatown there,
right.
And we'd pray that we wouldn't be killed by drivers on the way, you know, to the house, and we'd listen to you guys.
Yeah, we were literally across the street.
We wouldn't want to talk to each other, obviously, because, right. You know, we had just yelled at each other for 3 hours on air, so we had to have something in the car, so it was usually you guys.
And you guys lived together.
Yeah,
worked together,
we were married.
And
yeah.
Drove home together.
Absolutely.
Drove to work together. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And only apart 5 days in 11 and a half years total. Not in a row, man. Even, just total.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? Did he kill himself?
No, although he's probably laughing somewhere right now about that. No, actually, he had a heart attack in front of the doctors on Gay Pride weekend, and they ignored him, and then I had to change state law to sue them, and it was a long, drawn-out thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I actually changed California state law so domestic partners could sue in wrongful death cases, because when he died, they said we couldn't because we didn't matter, and I said, "He, no, he mattered." And so I made them. And then once I made them, I stopped the suit.
Are you for gay marriage or against gay marriage?
I was against gay marriage and for legalized same-sex civil unions with the exact same benefits during the Bush administration because, A, it was the best we were going to get, and, B, that was the tone of America, and I didn't care how we got the rights, I just wanted them. Then when the religious right stepped up the rhetoric and stepped up the fight and threw a gauntlet down and said that wasn't even acceptable, I said, okay, screw it, we have to get marriage now.
Right.
But as I said in my one-man show, John Ziegler, and you're looking at me, people don't remember the history of this, and maybe tonight we can talk about it. I always want to talk about gay issues because I'm a fag, but because I don't speak, they don't even like me. I couldn't find a queer to go out with me at 11 o'clock in West Hollywood afterwards. But anyway.
So you are gay?
Totally. Not totally. I'm married to a woman, for God's sake.
How
many people in this room are married to a woman? Raise your hand. My hand is up. Is your hand up, Ziegler?
I'm engaged.
Oh, well, I'm married, honey. Go down to City Hall and make it legal.
I'm engaged.
Is there news in the world? Is she sitting here looking at me like, shut up?
I didn't want to make something.
All right, John Ziegler is with us as well.
I just want to understand.
See you,
good to see you, Tim. I just want to understand something. You wanted to change the Constitution. Out of spite.
No, I didn't.
I just want to make sure
out
I understand
of spite,
that.
What do you mean?
Your description of why you changed your position on the issue was completely and totally out of spite.
No. I changed my position on the issue because...
It's an important constitutional principle, and you're just changed your position
first of all,
because you're pissed off.
If it were a constitutional principle, we wouldn't have to be having the argument because equal means equal. And since equal protection...
Oh, I'm sorry. You are disallowed by the Constitution from getting married right now?
To the person of my choice,
no,
yes.
No. Whoa. You are perfectly capable of
getting
married.
I'm already married.
Right. You can get married
to the person of my choice.
No,
I cannot.
As long as it is defined as the state defines by the people what marriage is. Gay people get married all the time.
Well, then I could own a slave.
Gay
so long as the state defined
the
it as legal,
time.
Right?
It
I could go ahead and get me a donkey.
As a gay person, there's nothing in the marriage statute that even mentions homosexuality.
Or
there's
the Bible,
no
for that matter.
Yeah. None. Zero legal discrimination.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You are allowed to get married if you're gay.
Really?
You just have to marry someone with different plumbing. That's it.
So that's not allowed.
No. That's
you're allowed to have a baby if you're a woman, but you're not, so you can't. Although I've heard you try to conceive. But that being said, I mean, that's a ridiculous.
Holy apples and oranges.
No, it's not. That is a ridiculous argument. You are saying
right.
If you change the very person to whom your attraction is, then you can go ahead and get married.
If I'm attracted to my sister, I'm not allowed to get married to her.
Do not sit there across the table. Don't do this. Do not sit across the table from me and be an intellectual man and equate gay marriage with incest
or
any
other
thing. Don't do it.
I threw it back in your face.
Don't
you have nothing to come back with.
No. And what you threw back was incest. Is that all you got, baby? Screw your sister. We got Arkansas. We don't need that. We already have places for that.
Colorado,
Arkansas, Utah. Go screw your sister. Move to the Midwest, for God's sake.
My sister is hot. So
you've had her, have you?
Randy's writing these states' names down.
Places that you can marry your sister. Mississippi.
All right, Corella's
really?
With us also.
But she's got to be 15.
John Ziegler. And John has done a couple of great pieces. One was on
Sarah Palin.
The voters for Obama that came out about 2 months ago. And then the latest one is an interview you did with Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you got such amazing
HowObama1.com, right, John? HowObama1.com?
Yeah. How Obama got elected.
HowObamaGotElected.com.
No, we should probably buy How Obama Won.
Well, it's a documentary. It's coming out late February. Yeah. And you got Sarah Palin in Alaska in her living room, which was directed
by PR person.
Directed by Walmart Wasilla, by the way. I got to tell
you. Didn't like what was in her living room?
Oh, my God. That wall unit gets. And what
well,
was, you know.
Did
she take upstairs and show you Russia? I want to know. Did she come and say, come and look at Russia? Putin might be rearing his head.
Do you know what she really said about that,
I have
Carell?
No idea.
I mean, that was what Tina Fey said that about Russia.
Well, she never denied it.
No, wait, but she did that. In fact, she denies it in my documentary.
That she can see Russia from her house?
Yeah,
she never said that.
Oh, well, does she have to drive?
Tina Fey said that.
Does she have to drive to the beach?
You can. Do you understand that you can, in fact, see Russia from parts of Alaska?
I actually can. And can you, in fact, can you understand that even if it were true, it has no bearing on foreign policy experience?
It was an aside, an interesting aside.
I can see Compton from my roof, but I ain't black.
Good analogy, Carell. Do you want the whole Sarah Palin story now or later?
First of all, before we get to the news, how did you get access to her?
Who did you sleep with?
It was my good looks, Tim, clearly.
You are kind of handsome, actually, in person.
She and Todd are clearly having problems, and, you know, there's not much to choose from in Wasilla, so, right. You know. No, in all seriousness, it was persistence combined with the fact that she feels very passionately about the issue around which my documentary revolves.
Disavowing that her child is actually hers?
No.
She addressed that in your video.
The documentary is called Media Malpractice, and this is about the media coverage of the presidential election. That's why I did that Obama voter video that you referenced, which went to 2 million YouTube hits, and last week why we put out another YouTube excerpt of the 45-minute Sarah Palin interview, which is now well over a million YouTube hits, and it's been just crazy.
If only you could monetize
that. Very smart way to roll this out, by the way.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see how smart it is.
When it comes out, they'll go, we've seen it on YouTube, why pay?
The day isn't over yet, but I will say, if you think that the excerpts of the Sarah Palin interview on YouTube are amazing, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Bikini wax?
We don't go there.
I got fired
from a radio job for talking about bikini wax on a girlfriend.
You did not.
So, yes, I did.
I had to mention that I was in Louisville, Kentucky.
Tim knows my career is better than I do.
Jeez. All I had to do was upset a plumber.
Anytime somebody comes into Los Angeles, they're on ops of me. I Google them to see what's happening. And the first thing he came up was a sexual harassment suit in Kentucky. I'm like,
this is interesting.
Which
I won, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Do you know a woman actually complained about sexual harassment for me once when we were at KFI?
Is that right?
Because she bent over in front of me at a remote and her butt was sticking right in my face, so I smacked it, and she mentioned to someone that it made her feel uncomfortable, so I had to go have a meeting, and I'm sitting there with the GM at KFI, and I said, I'm going to be so, like, non-cooperative, and he's like, well, I want this to go to court. I want to go in front of a judge and have her say that, oh, yes, he thought of me in a sexual fashion. I want that.
Do you know how uncomfortable it makes me to have a woman's ass in my face?
Well, actually, what I told her was, well,
check it out,
I said, you know what made me uncomfortable? That cellulite. It moved. When I struck it, it jiggled. I did not like it. And so, I was scarred. It bothered me.
Can you get turned on by women?
I have sex with women? Jesus Christ.
All right.
Can you get turned on by women?
I'm talking about
label,
you specifically.
Of course I could. I mean, when I was at the Globes.
You're just greedy.
That's what I would ask you in court.
When I was at the Globes and Angelina, which has a whole new meaning now that I've been there, and Angelina and Brad were coming, down with their entourage and everything. And each year I see them and speak to them and that sort of thing. And, it's like we don't do dinner or anything, but I see them on the red carpets because I work every red carpet there is. And
so why do we care then?
She walked up to me and I told her, I'm like, and people have said this about her, but it is really true. She is a mutant. Humans just aren't that beautiful. She is, I would screw her. I'm queer, not crazy.
Wow.
Just to get to Brad, but still I'd do it. Because she smacked me around. I saw Wanted. She's like, take it, gay boy, take it. But anyway, it'd be great.
Is that your documentary coming out?
It is. And at the end, it's fabulous. At the end, she adopts me. It's wonderful. It's absolutely great.
Unscrewher.com?
Yeah, yes.
Take it, gay boy, take it.com.
No, that's actually taken.
Sarah Palin is more beautiful than Angelina Jolie.
No, she's not.
Facially, she is not.
I'll bet you money.
Speaking of Angelina Jolie, and again, Carell and John Ziegler are with us. I avoid everything Angelina Jolie. I avoid the newspapers, the internet, TV.
They didn't see her breastfeeding Biafra there?
I avoid everything. And since she was relatively young, anytime I see an article, my eyes drift away. And anytime I see her on TV, I move away from that. I'm not interested.
So does John Voight.
I'm not interested in her at all. Now, I, who totally avoided her her entire career, know she's effing nuts. Why didn't Brad Pitt, though?
Wait, why does he not like... I'm crazy. You're crazy. What do you mean? You're nuts. All of us in this room are completely certifiable. You can't be in the entertainment industry and be sane. Why does your wife stay with you? I mean, my God. Look at her.
Traveling around the world adopting babies and renaming them
on the
flight home.
That's because you're not worth $450 gazillion dollars. He could buy a villa in France to house them all in.
And he wasn't married to Jennifer Aniston either, though. Yeah, that's exactly. The other element of this. Yeah. Well, so what he gave up. Oh, my God. Oh, what a
you think she's cuter than...
Oh, it's not even close.
Really?
Aniston, by far, is a much greater catch than Angelina Jolie.
Straight people
are weird. John, let's get back to this real quickly. So you did the interview with Sarah Palin.
Yes.
A little of it came out. How much is left?
And there's about 30 minutes of it left. We'll release the whole thing.
Did you talk to Todd?
Oh, yeah.
And about the campaign and everything? And
Todd's not a man of a lot of words.
Really?
No,
I'm shocked! Really?
Sarah's the word person.
Yeah,
in the
I can see that. Right. Did you ask Todd?
The funniest part of the whole thing was we walk up. It's 9 a.m. in Wasilla. It's minus 11 degrees.
Wow.
And you're at the edge of the driveway waiting for our appointed time. And on the tree there is just a sign that says the Palins. And we drive up and we get our gear out. And we knock on the door. And who answers the door but Bristol, 8 days from having given birth.
Wow.
Bristol, soon to be happy bride.
She will eventually.
Oh, stop it.
So we come in.
You're just pissed because she can't get married.
I'm married already, and I probably have more love in mine than hers.
So I say, we're here to interview the governor, and she's like, yeah, whatever, come on in.
Did they pass the autistic child to you? That child got held by more people during the campaign. She dangled that thing like Michael Jackson dangled blanket over a balcony. Yeah. She did. Everywhere she went, that child was like a prop. I thought they're supposed to have silence and quiet, special needs child.
Like, that is true. I did think that baby
like
was
like McCain
was
couldn't afford a nanny. $200,000 for Dragon. She can't afford a nanny. I mean, what's up?
Wait a minute. If it wasn't out there, they'd have criticized her for hiding her Down syndrome
no
baby.
No one is going to criticize her for hiding a Down syndrome. Yeah. You're not hiding it. It's a baby. It shouldn't be at the stage at the Republican National Convention at 10 at night with balloons dropping and confetti. It's an autistic child. I mean,
it was unfair what they did. It almost cost Obama the election. You're right.
But no, it could have cost. But you know what's more dangerous? Is it actually could have harmed the child. And all joking aside, I don't know about special needs babies, but I just don't think after being birthed, 10 days out of the womb, they should be on stage with bright lights and confetti falling and everything else at, all hours.
All right, so Bristol answers the door. We come in, and the next person
she said, my mother-in-law's going to jail. Did you hear?
Well, the next person we see is a woman who comes out like she's late for a date and hasn't gotten all her makeup and clothes together, and it's Governor Palin.
Wow.
And she says, hey, just make yourself at home.
Does she know you? Have you met her before?
I had never met her before. I was actually at her convention speech.
Well, she's not keen on verifying
convention reporters,
after all. We know.
Did
you say you're from France?
No, they clearly had done their vetting of me, and they knew what my documentary was about.
Right.
And that's
so now they start the vetting process.
She had rejected hundreds and hundreds of requests.
By the way, the little I've seen of that interview is the best interview she's ever done.
Well, I think that's actually been the problem. In all honesty, the criticism of this interview has really come about because it was such a damn good interview. Which had very little to do with me, because I did the interview literally completely drugged up on Sudafed. I had the flu. I was on 2 hours sleep. I almost had not gotten there because of bad weather in Seattle.
Right.
This was purely
because... And then she nearly shot him from a plane on the way up.
She had so much pent-up angst and so much to say about this issue because of how she felt the media mishandled this election that it was just ready to pour out. And I just happened to be the guy there recording it.
What was her major complaint of the media's mishandling? Her major. It was her theme. Her major complaint of the media.
Inaccuracy, disrespect.
Okay, well, What was it? Disrespect. Disrespect. John McCain called Barack Obama a nigger. He just said that one. But in my hood, that means nigger over there.
Hey, Carell, do you think that if Sarah Palin was running...
No, it's not. She called him a terrorist. She called him... She did, too.
When?
Don't mince words.
When did she do
Palling
that,
Palling around with terrorists, that's
a
terrorist.
That's the same thing as saying he's a terrorist.
Stop it. They exploit... Stop.
And see, by the way, he was palling around with terrorists.
Disingenuous arguments really upset me.
He was palling around with terrorists.
I pal around with hookers, but I can't charge for sex. I mean, my God.
Okay, but it would still be accurate to say you pal around with hookers.
Absolutely.
And so it's accurate to say Barack Obama palled around with terrorists. You make your own conclusion based upon
George
that.
Bush
but that's
actually
a
empowers them? What's the difference? Jesus Christ, man.
Well, it's still an accurate statement.
Yeah, I think
she
it was
called
just,
him
but
a terrorist.
Carell, I got a question for you. Do you think if Sarah Palin was running as Barack Obama's vice president, that she'd be treated differently by the president?
Well, first of all, he wouldn't get any votes because who would elect that idiot?
But yes or no?
No. Everyone has this myth that Sarah Palin was mistreated because she was with John McCain. She was mistreated. Hey, mistreated. There's no such thing as mistreated in this media. If you're going to go run for vice president, you better be ready for everyone from Oprah to
Katie. Unless,
of
course, you're a black man voting for president.
Oh, you know what?
Then you get a cakewalk.
Wait a minute.
Well, do you believe that the national media...
That's a great question, Tim.
Do you think the national media was more favorable to Barack Obama than they were John McCain?
When?
During
every single day.
No.
Back in the 60s.
What part of the campaign? Because there was a time where Hillary was having real problems with the media in terms of coverage. And I think it was partially sexist, but racism and sexism exist. It's the way it is. And so I think there was a dynamic going on between those two during the primary, and then the dynamics shifted, to Barack and McCain. So I'm asking you when. When do you think that McCain got, cheated?
Okay,
somehow?
Let me ask you a broader question. Do you think that the national news for the networks, also that most cable news, is favorable to the left?
No. Who owns Clear Channel Communications? Who owns Clear Channel?
Have you noticed what KFI has been doing recently?
Wait a minute. Let's get the facts out here. How many liberal stations per conservative are there in the nation?
That's because liberal
radio
sucks.
Don't give me your justification. How many liberal stations in this country are there versus conservative? You want to say it's
a
liberal media.
Conspiracy.
How many stations?
You might be the only person who believes it's not a liberal media.
Well, right. Then you're ill-informed. Liberal media.
Then everybody
all,
else is ill-informed.
They have an entire network called Fix News. You call that liberal media. Liberal. They make
one
stuff
station.
Up as they go along.
That's one station.
Okay, CNN, liberal?
Yes.
How so? Name something liberal they do.
You don't think Wolf
Watch
Blitzer...
Watch my documentary.
He looks like a bear daddy. He really does.
You don't think Wolf Blitzer might...
He does. He looks like he should be out at a bear bar or something. Leather chap.
With a paw on
Yeah, absolutely. I've told him that. I said,
Carell, for a guy who's very honest and open about his life, I think you're very close-minded to how left the media is.
When did y'all drink the Kool-Aid? I mean, come on. Left-wing media. We got Maze running Clear Channel, who his head is so far up the butt of... If there was a liberal media...
It sounds like the Kool-Aid.
I'd love to. You have any? If there were a liberal media, George Bush would not be going to Dallas. He'd either be going to the World Court at The Hague or he'd be impeached. Because the media would have been screaming. You laugh.
Oh, so you're saying the media has been nice to George Bush?
Yes. Actually, they have. Okay. You tell me.
That's like saying OJ was nice to Ron Goldman.
Why would CNN and MSNBC spend 3 hours on non-stories that they often do when they could be tracking down real things? Why are they censoring rhetoric on these stations if they're so liberal? Why can no one call him a traitor and a despot and a war criminal, which is what he is? He's admitted to war crimes. How come you can't go on there and say that? Where's this liberal media?
If they're so favorable, which reference or which time when they called President Bush Hitler do you think it was his favorite?
Excuse me. Part of being in the news, and I don't think they called him Hitler. No one said, and George Bush, who is, Adolf Hitler, although I think those people should be giving back their children, because if you want to name your ratty child Hitler, you go right ahead. But anyway, Ava, did you hear Ava? I thought they should have another one and name it Ava Braun, and the two of them could, grow up happily.
It was Jamie Lynn, Campbell.
Oh, Jamie Lynn, Spears. Yeah. How perfectly wonderful that is. Back to the myth of the liberal media. And it is a myth. It's a complete and total myth. Look, I'm in media. Conservatives run it. Maze runs Clear Channel.
Do you think the LA Times skews a little to the left?
Probably the New York Times, sure. But how many newspapers are those? You've named two. How many in the country? How
every
many in the same market?
Other than the Washington Times.
No, it's one for every 250 liberal versus conservative talk show or versus station
Crow,
in this
country.
Will
you watch my documentary when it comes out?
Of course I will, John.
Well, then let's have a conversation.
Oh, my God. Sarah Palin's
yeah,
so
when it
funny.
Comes out, I like that. I like
I will
you back
roll
in here.
On the floor.
Okay,
because
we
got to
take a break here. We'll come back with the news with Gene and Greg.
There is no news. Nothing's
Carell
happened.
And John Ziegler, two guys with very little to say here.
Floating down the river.
Falling out of the sky.
Falling out of the sky.
Yes, it is the
And where was the intercept team on that? Oh, look, there's a plane flying low on the Hudson. Should we call, like, the Air Force or something?
No, just get your cell phone camera out.
Yeah, exactly. Get a video camera.
All right, Carell is with us. He's got some things to say. Also, John Ziegler. His website is, again...
HowObamaGotElected.com.
HowObamaGotElected.com.
And it's not TakeItGayBoy.com. It's Radio KRL, by the way.
Radio KRL.
Radio KRL.
All right. And how Obama got elected. .com.
By 356 electoral college votes, and that just kills a lot of people.
GinaGrad.com is going to be doing the news here in a minute. It is the Tim Conway
Show.
For
1995.
Live on 97.1 FM Talk.
We are amazed but not amused by all the things you say that you do. Though much concerned but not involved with decisions that are made by you.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Two very entertaining guys in radio that I've been listening to for years. Carell is one of them, also John Ziegler. I couldn't catch much of John's show because he was on opposite of us.
Are you in radio if you're not actually in radio?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You still are.
What's the shelf life on that?
Ask Paul Harvey.
But I don't think there's anybody, and Carell, I apologize. I don't know your work as well as I know John's, but I don't think there's anybody in radio that works harder than you do, John.
Thank you.
And Carell, I don't say that about you because I don't know that much about you. But... nobody pursues a story like you do.
And it unfortunately never works out for me, but I appreciate that you understand that.
But you were involved with the whole OJ thing in Vegas. And it seems like every time you have a guest on or there's this breaking story, you have somebody in the nucleus, somebody who
Thank you for being the only person that actually ever appreciates that. But the downside of that is that I had no life and a lot of gray hair, and I piss off some people. So there's a lot of downside to that.
Well, you can piss off OJ all you want now. He ain't going to be able to do a thing about it.
All right, let's get into the news here with Gina Grad, everybody. We like to do it around 9
o'clock. Gina is in some shorts, honey. I just want to tell you all, Gina's shorts are going in territories that I have... I've seen them. Northern exposure, honey.
All right. Okay. The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
I get along with Gina. I mean, I'm not a huge fan.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
News time.
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, George Bush insisted he always did what he thought was right for his country in his last presidential address in office on Wednesday, reported Bild.com. The president's tenure in the White House included the most aggressive terrorist attacks on the USA to date, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the most severe economic crisis in three generations.
Wow! Boy, that wasn't a biased report. Yeah.
No, those are... Now, wait a minute. Can we stop for just a second? Yeah. Can we stop... I think y'all have a problem here. Now, you conservatives are going to have a problem with this for like the next 4 or 8 years. It's not biased if it's true.
Well, wait a minute. So did Bush create the terrible economy?
Yeah. Well, he certainly worsened it and brought it to where it is now. Yeah.
How? What did he do?
Well, first of all,
what did he do?
Well, let's.
What did he do?
We want to.
Give me one thing. What did he do? Give me one thing.
I can't say on commercial radio. Ascended the presidency. That's what he did.
So he did none. So you got nothing.
No, actually, okay. Let's talk. You want to talk Fannie and Freddie? You want to talk deregulation? You want to talk
Fannie
a war?
And Freddie's the
you
first wanna, thing you
wanna,
come up with?
You want to talk a war that
you got
is
nothing on that one?
How about a war that's bankrupt us? How about that? How about a war that continues to bleed us completely dry with absolutely no revenue coming back in as promised? You know, oil's going to pay for it and everything else.
Who said that?
He did. Well, pull this speech up. George Bush said that the revenues from Iraq would pay for the war. And now he did. I'll pull the audio. And now he's got an $80 billion surplus in Iraq, and California's broke. We are having a bake sale. Arnold said, yes, we are going to have a bake sale to pay the state taxes. You'll get an IOU. It's like Arnold send us, IOU. Arnold can send me the money. My gun in that Maria. I'm going to go off on Maria.
I am pissed that I am owed money for the state of California.
And then we're going to send you an IOU because the state is in fiscal financial crisis. We're going, it's part Zaza there, isn't it? Going off a cliff.
Ava. Yeah, it's more Zaza.
You know,
than,
he's got enough money
Arnold.
To send us all the checks. I mean, come on. How much do the state returns be, really? I mean, the whole total.
Can I send the city of Los Angeles an IOU for my property tax?
Well, I don't know. Good luck with that. Why don't we get a bailout?
Can I send them the IOU I get from California?
Do you have a story in there that Bank of America is getting all this friggin' money?
And no, I do not.
They're getting like $50 billion tomorrow. I don't know if that's being wired or if it's PayPal. I don't know what the PayPal thing on that would be. But anyway, we only need $42 billion. Why don't we say screw B of A and just give California the $42 billion? Then we don't have to cut education.
It is just that simple.
It is that simple, isn't it? Hey. If you can give away, wait a minute.
Corral.
You say it's just that simple. Is it just that simple to give away $700 billion? They seem to be having no problem doing it.
Look, I'm not in favor of the bailout.
Well, neither am I. I mean, they're giving the big three all this money to make crappy cars that suck up gas, do nothing but act
now
as conduits to
like
the Middle
conservative.
East. I was never for that crappy car bailout. American cars are crap. Crap. Pieces of poo.
I'm going to let her finish the news.
I actually will defend Bank of America.
First of all, you were defending the First Bank of Italy, but go ahead.
Sure, I'm with Bank of America. They've always done a great job.
Do they charge you money when you bounce a check?
I don't bounce a check.
But if you were, would they charge you money?
I imagine if you bounce one, but I don't know.
And how much do they charge for a bounce check now? Like $35?
I have no idea. But wait a minute. But if you bounce a check, you should be charged $35.
Not if your tax dollars just gave them $70 billion.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
You bounce a check. You got no money. You wrote a check in an account that has no money.
They don't have any money either, and they get a bailout.
Get
you don't have any
here.
Money, and you get a bounce
you
check.
You
got
to balance that checkbook. So anyway,
why don't we tell the government that $1.2 trillion in debt? You got to balance that checkbook. Jesus Christ,
It sounds like you've bounced some checks.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
That up too, Tim.
Wait a minute. Have you two never bounced a check?
Yeah, you know what?
No, you two have never bounced a check, and you pretend to go on radio and talk to people who are poor.
Listen to me. You know why?
As if it's a badge of freaking honor?
Yeah, honey, it is.
That's stealing.
In today's economic time, you got to know about the mac and cheese with the hot dogs cut up in it and the ramen noodles. Okay, you feel me, because you're a newswoman. You know what I mean. You're going home to some mac and cheese tonight.
I don't.
Baby, I'm poor as hell. I'm telling you right now, and you know,
I will pay a bounce check fee because I bounced the check.
They shouldn't charge you. You're already broke. Why are they charging you more money?
I'll pay a parking ticket because I parked in a place that was illegal.
Different. Wait a minute. If a broke person is broke and they bounce a check, why are you going to charge them more money?
But wait a minute.
Oh,
if a person is broke, why
in
are they
fact,
writing
Bank
checks?
Bank of America, your lovely Bank of America,
listen
Mr.
To me.
Oh,
wait,
my God,
Carell,
Ziegler.
Carell.
Wait a minute. If you walk up to Bank of America with your ATM card and you got $14 in your account, they will give you $20. Look at her shake her head. They will give you $20 and charge you $35.
Carell, you've got to calm down for a second.
Well, I'm broke. I hate all that crap.
Why would you write a check if you didn't have the money to pay the check?
First of all, a lot of people, when they write the checks, either assume they have them. What if you deposit a check from a company that then bounces the check to you, which has happened to me? Holds are fine because you know. But
should the bank go through every single case and say to themselves, I wonder if he meant to bounce this check?
I think banks charge you because they can. I think, you know, everyone talks about the economy. They talk about, unemployment insurance. It's bogus. If it doesn't pay you what you were making at your last job, you're going to slip into poverty. So what's the point? We act like unemployment insurance is some big help to these people. It's nothing.
I have been with Bank of America forever, and I've never had a single problem with
that. Well, that's because you have money. But if you're someone that walks up and you have $12 in the bank and you want to take out $20 and you don't know that you don't have $20, it will give you the $20 and charge you $35, so now you are $55 in the hole.
You should know if you have $12
in your
account.
My niece is 24. What does she know? She goes out, she takes out $20, the next day she's overdrawn.
And then it's a great lesson. Next time she won't do that.
You know, why do we have to learn the lessons, Tim? Why is it you and I? How come Wall Street has to have no lessons? $700 billion, a trillion, a million here, and they get to go on and have their luxurious things, and you and I have to learn lessons about $22?
It's called personal responsibility. equality.
Where is, well, oh, so we're supposed to have it, but our government and our financial structures, the people who
they
are charging
have
us
it
the
as
money,
well.
But they don't.
They should have it as well, but we should all have personal responsibility. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and I should have a size 32 waist and, you know, have a date tonight, but oh well. Back to the news, baby.
All right, let's get back to the news. Here we go.
Well, Gina. In this first clip, Bush explains which out of all of his titles he's earned is his favorite.
Queen
all
of
right,
the night.
Here we go.
It has been the privilege of a lifetime to serve as your president. There have been good days and tough days, but every day I have been inspired by the greatness of our country and uplifted by the goodness of our people. I have been blessed to represent this nation we love, and I will always be honored to carry a title that means more to me than any other, citizen of the United States of America.
Oh, I thought it was the decider.
And so, my fellow Americans, for the final time, good night. May God bless this house and our next president. And may God bless you and our wonderful country.
Yeah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
There he goes.
Bye. See ya. Don't let the door hit ya.
Where the good Lord's meet ya.
Thank ya. Gotta go.
The first time that a terrorist hits the United States after Tuesday, next
well,
Tuesday.
Well, the most recent kind was on 9/11. George Bush was president.
The first person they're going to call is George Bush.
Why?
And ask him how to
get
it.
How to not handle it?
Now, how to
yeah,
get
how do we
out.
Not do this? What would you do, George? And then they'll do the exact opposite.
Well, first you finish reading Goodnight Moon.
Yeah. Right. Then let's depose a dictator in a country that had nothing to do with the attack and put his dead children on the cover of every magazine.
Do you think it's a coincidence that we have not been attacked since 9/11?
I think it has nothing that you're apples and oranges. First of all, we have been attacked since 9/11. What makes you think we have not? Would they attack our allies like London, Spain? They attack us. They're attacking what we're doing in the world. So we have been attacked
so
since 9/11.
Now that the Messiah is the president?
Of course it won't stop. It, you know, you all.
Well, then it wasn't Bush's fault then that it was.
Oh, really? So creating more hostility in the Arab world towards Americans, and if you deny that he did that, then you are living in your own private Idaho. Creating more hostility in the Arab world helped
more
us.
Hostility.
Yes, towards us. He radicalized.
There's democracies now in Afghanistan and Iraq.
And there was a democracy. Wait a minute.
Before.
Honey, there was a democracy in Gaza and they elected Hamas. So just because people vote doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing.
Hey, look, we just elected Obama. Democracy.
Yeah, and
overrated.
We elected George Bush twice. Well, no, only once.
How
but there's
Carell,
no, you know,
how would
terrorism.
You?
That's a lovely, lovely thing to say, John. You know, I love that. I really do, because that's where it goes, because heterosexual men are pigs. But I like pork, so what can I do? How would I fight terrorism? You can't fight terrorism. You can't fight a war on drugs. You can't fight a war on a word.
So what would you do if you were president on 9/12? What would you have done?
Oh, radical foreign policy changes. Radical foreign policy
like
changes.
What?
I would have, first of all...
Do you think the United States was asking for 9/11?
I think the United States was in a position in terms of our foreign policy where it left us vulnerable to 9/11. I think George Bush had a memo that said Bin Laden determined to attack targets in the United States.
God,
I think that we knew
I
there was chatter.
About this
no, I think,
no
I think we knew there was
about.
We knew there was chatter, so we knew the Muslim world was upset with us. Yes, and I think
did
we
it
need
all
to,
start the day that Clinton
we,
left.
We think I think they were upset with us with Clinton. I think he wussed out by not killing at
so
the time.
So what did we do to get
have.
Them upset at us? What do we do to get them upset at us?
Many
how do we stop that, Carell?
Well, first of all, we remove the infidels' feet from the land, out of Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I see. So do whatever they say they want.
I don't know. It's their country. Maybe we should. I don't know. I don't know. If possible, it's our country, and we said they're decimating our land, maybe we should leave.
Hold on a second. So we let Iraq invade Kuwait. Right.
Okay.
Which would have
Ziegler.
We would have had.
Ziegler,
we would have
what are you going to do in the Middle East?
We would have had $7 a gallon gasoline.
We should have $7
gas. Had we allowed that to happen,
we should have $7 gas.
So when the infidels' feet are on their
John,
land, think about the next time you go to the
John,
gas pump.
We should
right?
have $10 a gallon gas. Gas is. I mean, tell me why you'll pay more for the Starbucks you drink than the gas that you will pump out of your car when lives had to be people died.
Carell,
for
I got a question for you, and this is how I sort of define people who are really on the far left. I don't see how far you go.
Okay.
What should be the highest tax bracket in the United States?
What do you mean, in terms of income tax?
Yeah, for income tax.
I don't like brackets. There should be a flat tax.
Ooh. Flat tax, okay.
Yeah. I'm right there with him.
Hey,
that's the
we're
second
on the
thing
same
we,
page.
We all agree.
I'm not a liberal, by the
do
way. Don't call me a liberal. I'm an American.
By the way,
and as an American,
that?
I choose to do what's best for my country, not my party.
All right, but do you agree with Michael Moore that the wealthy should be paying 70% income tax?
Yeah, he thinks the flat tax ought to be 70%.
No, actually, I do feel, however, that when you have so much, there comes a point where, since it doesn't hurt, why not?
What? I see. All right.
You wonder why liberal talk radio doesn't work. That
I'm
just,
sorry.
Just
I'm not
going to
feel sorry
it.
If Bill Gates has $100,000 less each year. I'm not going to cry a river over it. Not if it means my kids have computers in school.
But guess what happens when Bill Gates has that kind of money?
What kind of money? The $100,000 or the other $100,000?
He employs thousands and thousands of people.
Oh, stop it. They buy more things.
Buys stuff.
Oh, you are living in... Oh, come on, John. They buy things. They downsize. They cut everything. They screw you and they make money. Stop it. Yeah, benevolence in business. Oh, there's a lot of that these days. Next news story.
If somebody makes $10 million a year, should they pay $7 million in taxes?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. But if they make $10 million a year, I'd have no problem with them paying $3 or $4 million in taxes.
Right, well, that's about where it is.
I mean, if that's yearly, if that's their whole money, then no, don't take that much from them.
But that's about where it is right now.
Right, I have no problem. 33 1/3.
If you make $10,000 a year, should you pay $3,000 in taxes?
If you make you should be exempt from paying taxes under $100,000
a year. So, Crow, why do you figure Tiger Woods moved from California to Florida?
Greed?
So then what happened to the state of California's tax base when Tiger Woods left?
Well, we're $42 billion in debt. Did he do that?
No, I'm using him as
just curious. I want to know why we had that debt. Maybe it was Tiger.
I'm using him as a symbol. Because there are consequences when
you raise
taxes.
Well, let me ask you this. You want a lot, not you in particular, but, you know, in this country, there are things that we need, and we do have to pay for them. And not wanting to has gotten us into where we are now. And so whatever we've been doing, it isn't working.
So we should charge people more taxes in California.
What's our rate now?
Well, we have the highest business tax, the highest gas tax, and the highest income tax.
And look what we get.
We got nothing.
And we're broke.
Yeah. So let's tax more.
Well, we can't pay.
Tax more.
Well, then
tax
let's just not,
more,
let's
baby.
Just not pay anymore. It's like we're broke. Screw it. We're just not, you know.
Okay.
I'll send them an IOU.
All right, let's continue with the news with Gina Grad. Here we go.
Well,
it's moving right along, isn't it?
We have to 11, right?
The vote is no doubt split between whether this story out of the Washington City paper is endearing or disturbing. The paper revealed a woman known as Lisa F., who posted a Craigslist ad offering her ovary and a friend's ovary in exchange for two tickets to an upcoming inaugural ball.
Wow.
The woman
eggs
wrote,
for Obama. I love this.
The woman wrote in her ad, "We've exhausted all our legitimate means of finding a ticket, so we thought we'd try this. And anyway, neither of us are currently using our ovaries anyway."
Oh my God, it's Jeez. Washington. Sleep with somebody.
The 26 and 27-year-old ovaries come with no strings attached. Lisa F. went on to write that this will allow you to obtain an ovary from two separate, progressively minded women who are willing to part with their internal organs.
Really?
Yeah, are eggs really determined at that point?
Oh, it gets better. Oh. We're willing to part with our internal organs for a chance to wear a pretty dress in the same room as President-elect.
Boy, did they set women back 1,000 years. Hillary is so proud to be a woman at this moment.
You know what the real shame of that is? There's nothing more overrated than an inaugural ball. I have never met anybody.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an ovary. I was like, oh, I'm really behind.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, nothing more overrated.
I went to school at Georgetown. I have never, ever met someone who said, wow, I had such a great time at the inaugural ball.
Well,
they are complete and total shame.
Well, then, John, I have to tell you, you've done the balling completely wrong.
Have you ever been to one, Carell?
Absolutely.
To an inaugural ball?
Well, why wouldn't I?
I didn't know.
Oh, my God. I'm me.
Who?
Union's full of hosts. Ain't but one of me.
Did you go with Clinton?
The 2000, actually. I'm sorry. 2000. That would have been fun. That would have been I should have gone in 2000, actually. That's like, you know, they invited me to the correspondents' dinner, what was a few years back, and I refused to go. And they were, like, kind of miffed because no one refuses to go to the correspondents' dinner. And I said, I have no desire to sit in a room with Karl Rove and all of these people. I would get in a fight.
What were you, too busy emailing Bernie Ward?
No, you know, he can't get email until I write him, actually. He can't get email. I write him. He's, you know.
But your friend, you knew him, right?
Of course we're friends. You don't stop being someone's friend because they do something horrible.
Because they're a child pornographer?
He's not a child pornographer. And he did something really horrible. But this really, if you want to be serious about this, John, if you have a friend who has done nothing but be kind to you, has only extended courtesy to you and your family, has helped you when you needed it, has been a radio mentor to you, has put himself on the line many times for you. Mm-hmm. You've helped him raise hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for different charities. His wife and his children are all very kind. He's done nothing but be kind to you. And then you find out that he's done something like look at pictures of underage children having sex.
Didn't commission
the photos, didn't commission the photographers, downloaded a photo, looked at it, emailed it off. That's 5 years
sure
for each of those acts.
Did. I'm sure.
Actually, if you want to read, you see, you want to sit there and you want to sit there and criticize.
That's
but
the
if
type
you,
of act that happens.
If you want to read the 200-page complaint against him, yes, it is all he did. He offered.
I'm sure. He's just unlucky. He's just that unlucky.
Oh yeah,
that's all he did.
He offered his computer. He gave his computer up. He was unlucky. He was online with this woman named Sex Fairy, and she asked for a picture, and he sent it, and she called the police, and they said keep him online.
Time he did it too. Probably the only time.
No, he had done it three other times.
Three? Oh, I'm sure. Exactly.
They are sure. They can trace these things. It's called IP addresses, IT. John, do you even own a BlackBerry or iPhone? It's the 2009.
Come
on.
I got a question for you. Should child pornography be legal if they tax it?
No.
All right. What else is going on?
The prostitution should be.
Actually, we got to take a break. Is that right? Okay, let's
this is
gonna
be the
continue
longest
with the news.
News in history.
Fox News has followed up on the
You put the word Fox and News together. That's funny.
Okay, like go jumbo shrimp.
Yes, oxymoron. Compassionate conservative. Gay Republican. There's a million of them.
Well, they have followed up on the U.S. Air commercial plane that crash landed in this week into the Hudson River.
It didn't crash land. It landed.
Well, yes. That's
if it had crashed, it'd be pieces.
Crashed in the ocean.
No, it landed on the river.
It landed smoothly.
Like the Spruce Goose did the one time it flew.
Well, it allegedly happened because a flock of birds struck the
Canadian
engine.
Canadian geese. They're big.
All 155 people on board survived, and now pilot, I love his name, Chesley Sullenberg III.
Sully.
What's his name again?
What are Canadian geese still doing in New York in January?
They're migrating. You know, if you look at a migratory...
Global warming.
If you look at bird... Yeah, exactly. If you look at migratory patterns of birds, the East Coast and then from the Great Lakes over is called the fly zone.
Right. Do you think 2008 has been the coldest year in 10 years? Do you think that's been a bad year for global warmers?
We mean a bad year for them. I think it's been a great year. It just sort of proves that, hey, climate's changing.
Do you think global cooling is part of global warming?
I would hope so, because my wife has hot flashes and she can't stand the heat. She gets bitchy. I say, go outside. It's 30 degrees. It cools her right off.
So if global cooling is part of global warming, the problem with the poor is that they have too much money?
Okay.
Is that possible?
It could be. We have access to too many bailouts, I would imagine.
Okay.
I need a bailout. Fired talk show host should get a bailout.
All right, Carell is with us. Also, John Ziegler.
He needs a bailout for his movie. Go get a bailout.
Take a small break and come back. I hope you guys have some more to
There's
say.
More news.
Been very
There's
quiet
isn't there more
hour.
News in the
There's
world?
A little more news.
We'll find more news.
And we'll open up the phones as well in the 10 o'clock
hour.
Dear
God,
I love doing
heaven.
This. You guys should come in every Friday.
Why not? I'm here. I'm local. Right. I'm a motorcycle.
Carell is with us.
Apoggio,
also, John
actually. Three
Ziegler.
Wheels.
Go to Carell's website.
It's Radio KRL.
RadioKRL.com. And also John's website, HowObamaGotElected.com.
John, do you have a regular website other than HowObamaGotElected?
I got JohnSigler.com, TigerWoodsIsGod.com.
The Real KFI. Oh, baby, you dished. I remember when I first read that, I rolled on the floor. I was
right.
Like, no,
Gina
you didn't.
Brad is with us, and we're live. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.